We've been talking about the Christian ex-gay movement, which tries to help homosexuals convert to heterosexuality with the help of prayer. We just heard from the president of the largest ex-gay group, Exodus International. My next guest, Sean O'Donnell, came out to his pastor when he was 18. O'Donnell tried to overcome his homosexuality, but kept failing. So he joined Exodus International and lived in one of its residential communities. After several years in the movement, he gave up and came out. He now describes himself as an ex-gay. What were some of the things you were told to do and some of the things you were told not to do to help you along your way to becoming an ex-gay?
Well, I was definitely told not to hang out in places that I used to hang out.
Like what places were those?
Gay bars or with gay friends. Those were some definite places that was, you know, where I couldn't hang out. I wasn't allowed to hang out in Boys Town in Chicago. And some of the things they told me to help me change were, you know, that I had issues with my mother. I had an overbearing mother and a distant father. And so I was to work on that through therapy. And that would help me become a heterosexual man, supposedly.
Did you feel like you, in fact, had problems with your parents?
No. I had no problems with my parents.
What about prayer? How was that supposed to help you?
They told me that God would take away my desires for other men through prayer. And I used to pray at a very young age, starting at 13 when I became a born-again Christian. I would pray every night for God to take this away from me, sometimes more than once a day. And it just never happened. And I still had those desires. I still had those feelings. Not only prayer, but Bible reading and going to church were supposed to help me.
Did they?
No.
Now, you were discouraged. You were told basically not to go back to the gay bars and to hang out with gay friends. But in the ex-gay movement, you were constantly surrounded by men who were gay, although those gay men were trying to be straight. So what was it like to be trying to not be gay and be surrounded by other men who were also trying not to be gay, but were gay?
It was horrible. There were plenty of times where it was just very frustrating. Like I said, I lived in a house, a live-in program that Exodus provided. And I can remember times where people did things in the house that were very inappropriate. And it was very frustrating.
Like sexual?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would just, you know, really frustrate me because I was really trying to work this program. And I couldn't interact or I couldn't join in. There were definitely people that I was attracted to in the program that I could never let them know that, or could never engage in any sexual act with them for fear of being kicked out.
Did you try to date women?
Yes.
What was that like?
Horrible. You know, I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to respond. You know, I never had any physical relationships with any women. It was for a very brief time. So it wasn't even I tried to date two women when I was in California while I was in this program, and it just really didn't work out.
Did you tell them that you were in the program?
They knew.
Mm-hmm.
They knew because of the church that I was involved with. They were actually from the church, and that church was almost involved very much with this program.
And the women were okay with that?
Yes.
So how long were you trying to convert to heterosexuality before giving up on that?
11 years total.
What was the turning point for you?
I was in this when I was in the program, which is called New Hope Ministries, we would frequently go to a mall after church, and we would sit in like this vestibule area. And after about 3 years of doing this and looking at men after church, it just finally clicked. And I told myself I just didn't want to live my life like this anymore, that I needed to do something with my life, get on with my life, and start actually working on myself just in general, not, you know, working on any issues such as sexual orientation, but just, you know, working on a career and getting a house built and finding somebody to spend my life with. I thought those were much more important than trying to waste my time doing the ex-gay thing.
So what did you do with your life in that immediate transition out of the ex-gay movement?
Actually, it was kind of interesting. The week after I left, I moved in with some friends that had also been in the program with me a year prior, who had also decided that they were going to just live their lives and stop trying to change themselves. And I actually came out at a gay pride parade in San Francisco. I found a gay church in downtown San Francisco that I got involved with, and I was in the pride parade with them on a float. And that was almost like my coming out day for me. It was very liberating and free, and I had felt like, you know, years of pain and turmoil were going to begin coming off my shoulders, basically. Immediately after that, I stayed around in California for a while and then decided that I was going to move back home to Chicago because this is where I'm from. And I really at first had a very difficult time with my decision. I got heavily involved in drugs, sex, and ultimately figured out I was an alcoholic. And so for a few years after I got back, it was very difficult because I didn't want that to happen either.
Well, that was exactly the lifestyle that you'd been warned against, you know, because I think a lot of the people in the ex-gay movement believe that homosexuals are more prone to having you know, anonymous sex, being addicted to drugs, addicted to pornography.
Yes. Well, it was almost like my own self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, this is what I was trying to fight for my entire life not to do. But I knew that I was gay. And at this time, I knew that there wasn't anything to do to change my sexuality. And through that experience of me getting involved in drugs and anonymous sex and, you know, becoming an alcoholic, I have kind of come full circle. Not full circle, but I mean, at one time I swung on the pendulum so far the other way, trying to be straight, that was difficult. And then at another time I swung so far on the pendulum the other way, where I just didn't care about spiritual things or about God or the church because of what they had done to me. You know, and I pretty much wanted to have nothing to do with them. I wanted to live my life the way I wanted to live it for a period of time.
And now?
Today,
yeah.
I have since found my spirituality again. I have been involved with AA and recovery, and also have been involved with helping other people who are ex-gay or trying to come out of that, and sharing my story with whoever I can so they don't have to go through the same pain that I did.
You were born again, and that's what led you to the ex-gay movement. That didn't work for you. When you left the ex-gay movement, did you leave your church too? And what is your religious status now? Are you still Christian?
I did leave what I thought was my church when I left Exodus. And I think that's just and a lot of this happens to a lot of people. I mean, but I'm speaking for myself, that they have been so burnt by the church and repressed that they don't want to have anything to do with it. Today, I would consider myself a Christian, but it looks much different than it did back then.
What's the difference?
I would say that I have a different view in terms of the way I think God looks at me. You know, I interpret some of the scriptures differently than maybe your mainstream evangelicals do. I interpret some of the biblical passages, the six Bible verses that they use against gay people. I interpret those much differently.
I think some of the people in the ex-gay movement would say Jesus loves gay people, but he knows that homosexuality is a sin, and that's why he gives them the choice. That's why he gives them the alternative to be straight. Is there a part of you that still thinks, you know, you've got that alternative to be straight, and really you should just try harder?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think there's an alternative anymore. If anybody's tried to change their sexuality, and I know I have, I mean, there were plenty of nights where if I could have sweat blood in my prayers, if that gives you a visual, I would have over this issue. You know, I tried my hardest to change my sexuality. I did whatever I could in, you know, what they were telling me to do. I followed it. I mean, I did everything. And I still have the desire to be with another man. It doesn't go away.
Well, Sean O'Donnell, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Sean O'Donnell is a former member of the ex-gay movement and now is out as a homosexual. Earlier, we heard from Alan Chambers, president of the ex-gay group Exodus International, and Tanya Erzin, author of Straight to Jesus. I'm Terry Gross.